To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
3:05. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. May want to kill that Q germ. There we go. Let's get rid of the echo. Although I do like the echo. I sound like... No, I just sound like me. Doggone it. I sounded like the voice of the Almighty for a couple of moments, didn't I? I mean, that position is filled, I know, but... Oh, well. All right, well, you just got me then. I either apologize or take great pride in that. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Congressman John McGuire is going to be along about 30 minutes from now. We'll try and figure out what the heck is going on up in D.C. I think we've got some movement on funding the military, right? Isn't that what NDAA is, the National Defense Authorization Act? Congressman McGuire will let us know what's going on that front and a variety of other things in D.C. Some interesting stuff a little bit closer to home. The Richmond City Council is trying to figure out what to do with a $22 million surplus. Here's my advice to the members of the Richmond City Council. How about giving it back to the taxpayers who gave it in the first place? Unless I missed it, the city of Richmond did not go out and get a second job overnight stocking shelves in the local Food Lion. All right? City of Richmond doesn't have a, quote, job. They get taxpayer dollars. So if you have $22 million extra dollars, those came from the taxpayers, give them the hell back. It's not your money to begin with. I just don't get it. Well, we can't have a break on the tax rates because why? Did anybody ever explain that? Because I haven't heard a single solitary explanation on that. Seriously. I haven't heard anybody explain that. But somehow, some way, they're convinced it's their money. I do feel a little... I don't know, like I've done something of consequence because I did say yesterday that there was a big load of snow that was hitting Dinwiddie because I have a friend down there. And he sent me a photo. He texted me a photo of his backyard. It's like, wow, yeah, you really do have the snow there. And then I had some friends in the Tri-Cities area say, yeah, we're really getting walloped. Prince George, of course, was already, 6 inches of snow when we took to the airwaves yesterday at 3. And yes, I did. All right, I'm going to brag for a minute. I did tell you that schools would be closed Monday and Tuesday. I said it last week. Well, not possible, Jeff. It's just never going to happen. It's like, well, look, I would have said the same thing 13 years ago during my first Central Virginia winter. I would have said, that's crazy. And now, here I am thinking, well, I'm just going to put on my comfy jammy pants and some beautiful sneakers that I got from Lucky Road Run Shop. I should point that out. Jeff Van Horn, Desiree Van Horn, great people over there. And I love those. And 434, look, you're a good, honorable man. I'm looking at the James River Air text line. 434 hit us up on Friday. Remember this? And he said, you know, if schools are closed on Monday, then I'm going to have to buy you a pair of Tecovas. There's no way possible that the schools are going to be closed. And 434, again, honorable man, just texted and said, dang it, Jeff, I owe you a pair of Tecovas. Yes, you do, 434. You absolutely do. Now the question becomes, what about tomorrow? Right? The toughest sledding today, that's probably a bad word to use because some of it really is sledding, is in the neighborhood sector, right? Neighborhood roads, even though some have had plows come through. I mean, I saw a plow truck, a VDOT truck, coming through, and yet I can see big, big patches of black ice. And it's right by all the driveways, which is making all the driving that much more difficult. 54 was great. I had to run out for a couple of minutes. I was able to get out of the neighborhood. The toughest part, honest to goodness, hand to God, was getting out of the driveway. It's just brutal. But state routes like 54 were fine. 95 looked great. Through the town of Ashland, those guys were doing great, great work. All the town trucks were out there. So, you know, it is what it is. And we'll get through that. You know what? I'm just thinking here, Germ. I'm thinking out loud. It's an audible, as we say. But why don't you reach out to Reva Trammell? Give Reva a call and see if she wants to hop on for a couple of minutes, say at 5:35. We got that open. And let's figure out what the city is going to do with the $22 million extra. Because it's other people's money. It's taxpayers' money. And it would just seem to me that if all of a sudden I've got $20 extra in my pocket because you said, hey, pick up lunch and here's the money for lunch. And I didn't spend it all. And you said, yeah, you just, you know, give me the change. And I forgot to give you the change. Don't I owe you the change? I do, don't I? Of course I do. Well, City of Richmond, you owe people the change. It's not yours. Give the money back. That's what I would say. That's what I would say. Hey, I've got an opportunity to thank someone. It doesn't happen all that often, man. You know Julia's adventures, right? I've been telling you about my princess for a long, long time. And we have been involved with bureaucracy and agencies and services essentially as long as Julia's been around. She's 22 years old. And every once in a while, you run into somebody and you think, wow, well, that's a good person. Now, with Julia, we have truly been blessed. I'm going to tell you that. Just as sure as I am sitting here, Julia has always had great people advocating for her. And we are just unbelievably appreciative of that. Team Julia, whether it's been in school or other services, just always been there for her. Now, she may not appreciate it, and she certainly can't say thank you. But we see it because, well, we are her caretaker, right? We are not just her parents now, but a judge up here a couple of years back when she turned 18 said, okay, you're also her legal guardian. Isn't that crazy? Or we thought it was crazy. I thought it was outrageous. On one hand, that I had to go in front of a judge and ask for permission to take care of my daughter who can't take care of herself. Right? I mean, that's just my first sense. And then the judge was just wonderful. And Julia was kind of, you know, Julia sometimes makes noises or laughs and what have you. And I apologized to the judge. I said, oh, gosh, I'm really sorry that you know, she's disturbing the court. And this judge, she looked at me and said, Mr. Katz, please don't apologize. And it was something like, your daughter is beautiful. And the rest of the day, I'm going to be sitting in criminal court, hearing about crimes and criminal acts. And so this is the best part of my day. So please, no apologies. And I thought, wow, thank you, Your Honorship. I appreciate that. May it please the court. Julia's going to tell a joke. Or, well, not really, but she's going to laugh like she heard a joke. That'll be good. Anyway, there are so many different components to caring for Julia, and one of them involves a company that does something. I don't honestly know, but they do have to send somebody out on a regular basis. So the other day, I'm speaking with the office person from this company who says, okay, our guy is going to be out there sometime between 3 and 6. And my hand damn near popped off the shoulders again. Because I said to her, I said, I've told you every time we've spoken, it's months with this particular, every time. I am literally on the air from 3 to 6. The very worst time is 3 to 6. It is impossible. Okay, so 3 to 6? No! I said, so then you get frustrated, and if you do have a disabled or special needs person you're trying to take care of, you're always worried that they're going to lose services. So I said to her, I said, well, what happens if we can't do this meeting? Oh, well, we'll schedule one in January. Okay. I said, well, what happens since we're crossing over the month? Oh, yeah, well, Julia would lose services for that period of time. So I was like, oh, for goodness sakes. So here's the long way of saying I told you that I had somebody good that I wanted to pay tribute to. So her guy who's out in the field, who actually comes out here to ask the questions, who does all this stuff, is a guy named Tyrone. And I called Tyrone yesterday and I texted him, and I don't think I was all that happy. Well, I know I wasn't happy. I said, look, man, and it was just a message. You know, this is the worst time, blah, blah, blah. And he texted back. All right, I'll try and make it before 3. And I thought, well, never going to happen, right? He'll show up at 3:22. It's going to be awful. Well, don't you know, at about 2:15, Ty is here. I explained the whole situation to Ty, and he could not have been nicer. Absolutely, positively could not have been nicer. And said, oh, well, don't worry, Mr. Katz. I mean, I get it now, right? Like, he had no idea what the situation was. And this woman in their home office had never explained it to him. And he just is following along, or had been following along, with what they tell him. So I explained the whole thing. He's like, oh, well, we'll just make sure it's always well before 3. And I said, and I think he thought I was joking, I said, well, come at 9 in the morning. I'll make you breakfast. Come for lunch. I'll make you lunch. I got no problem with that. We're all on the same page, or at least I'd like to think we are, trying to take care of Julia. And he could not have been nicer or more considerate or more caring. So I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so I won't give all the details, but I just want to tell you that one gentleman by the name of Tyrone has literally made my day today. So thank you, Ty. Merry Christmas. Really do appreciate you. All right. It is a Tuesday. I'm saying schools are going to open 2 hours late tomorrow. That's my guess. Congressman John McGuire is going to be here at 3:30. Five. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. What do you think the over-under is? I'm saying 2 hours. 2 hour delay tomorrow for most school divisions. That's what I'm going to say. I don't know. You hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Coming up at 3:35, Congressman John McGuire is going to be here. Need to chat with him about what the heck is going on up in D.C. I mean, what exactly are we doing right now? President is talking about affordability. Right? Now, a lot of people in the real world going, hey, it just seems like things are more expensive. Now, the weird part of it is this. The tariffs are actually working. Remember when everybody said, oh, it's just crazy, it's not going to work, it's ridiculous, President Trump is crazy. Well, they didn't even call him President. Trump is crazy, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so the tariffs actually are working, even as they're trying to demean him and insult him and attack him about this thing to help out some farmers, which, for the record, will help out some farmers here in Virginia, so far as I know. They made a big deal out of it, but they left out one huge point. China is, in fact, now once again buying American soy products, just so you know, because that didn't make it into any of the news coverage. All right, we just got confirmed our friend Reva Trammell, city councilwoman in the city of Richmond, represents the 8th District, south side of town. Well, I want to get her on to talk about this $22 million city surplus. It's not like the mayor went out and got himself a second job and made all that money and says, oh, I'm going to hang on to it and I'm going to invest it in, I don't know, renewable green energy cars. Oh, that didn't work out too well. Well, I don't know, whatever it is, whatever it is. Money doesn't belong to them. The money belongs to the taxpayers. People who actually live in the city of Richmond and who actually pay taxes to the city of Richmond. That's their money. Shouldn't they just, I don't know, get it back? Give it to them in cash? That would be nice. I don't think that's going to work. How about financing a tax cut? Having a property tax rate decrease? Something. $22 million is a fair amount of money. Now, even in the government world, and for a city the size of Richmond, which is not a big city, right? We're at best, what, moderate-sized city? Actually veering to smaller-sized city, but just give the money back. It's not your money. Not your money. All right, quick reminder about the James River Air text line, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you've got anything in particular you'd like to ask of Congressman John McGuire, again, just hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., you got to make sure you're listening to Richmond's Morning News. Rich Herrera is doing a great job, and it's all going to freeze again, so beware. It's 3:26. Jeff.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Cats News Radio, WR. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, it is still slippery in a lot of places. Now, VDOT has done a great job on the main roads, and I know that they're still in the process of clearing those, and I don't know if they're treating them or what they're doing, but they're out there doing that. Okay. That being said, I am here to tell you that the neighborhood roads leave a lot to be desired because everybody's out on the main roads. So if you don't need to be somewhere today, it's a good day not to be there. Tomorrow morning, since we're going to be in the teens tonight, whatever you may see melting as we speak, and there's not a lot because we're only in the 20s. I know some places are slightly above freezing. It's all going to melt again. So the commute tomorrow morning is going to be difficult. Quick question for you. What should the city of Richmond do with a $22 million surplus? Seems to me you give it back to the people who paid it, the taxpayers. Our pal Reva Trammell, city councilwoman for the city of Richmond, 8th District, South Side. She'll be with us at 5:35. One of the best guys up there in D.C. fighting for the people, John McGuire, congressman, represents the 5th District in our beloved Commonwealth. Happens to be my congressman as well. He is joining us. Congressman John McGuire, welcome, my friend.
Hey, how are you, Jeff? It's good to be on the show again.
Oh, it is always great to have you here. Great to hear your voice. As I said, one of the good guys up there. You got a heavy lift, but you're getting it done, aren't you?
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's been a heck of a... It's just very busy up here. Lots going on. The big thing this week is the National Defense Authorization Act. It's about $900 billion to implement President Trump's peace through strength agenda. And, you know, as a freshman member of Congress, I have an incredible team. You know, a lot of members have been here, you know, some of them as long as 10 years might have gotten 4 or 5 line items. And we got around 33 line items. And I asked the chairman, you know, I appreciate that, but how did we have so much success? And he just said flat out, you had the better ideas. But the ideas didn't come from me. They came from meeting with people around the district and talking with war fighters. And, you know, what were we doing in the past? What can we do better in the future? Because we've got some real threats at home and abroad. Yeah. I mean, we all know about the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and we don't know who came inside the country over the last 4 years with almost 20 million illegal criminal aliens. So we've got to be strong. We got to have peace through strength.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that, because the president has had great success. I mean, you're looking at nations which have been at war for a long time, or leaders that were not getting along. The president really has become a peace president, but to protect the United States, this whole idea of peace through strength is absolutely essential, isn't it?
It is. You know, I'm a limited government guy, but if we do anything, we should keep the American people safe. And President Trump and the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, are sending a message out there that we are taking your safety serious. We're protecting Americans at home and abroad. You know, the one thing I can't imagine people aren't banging pots and pans and making a lot of noise about is the fentanyl crisis in our country. It's being made in China. They give it to the cartels. And throughout these different countries, they're smuggling it into our country, and it's poisoning the American people. I call it Chinese chemical warfare. Yep. Again, I've knocked on 6 doors where a mother cried with me because their 18, 19, 20-year-old son or daughter is dead from fentanyl. And I'm talking big mansions to people that live in trailers. Hmm. And so that's one of the reasons why you see the Secretary of War and our military being so strong, is we have got to send a signal to these people that no more. You know, if one person were killed by fentanyl, it'd be too much. But since 2020, around 500,000 Americans are dead, more than the amount of people that died in World War II. It's egregious. And so we've got to deter that. We've got to be strong.
We do indeed. Congressman John McGuire joining us, represents the 5th District. John, one of the things I'm looking at is developments coming in from Texas and Florida, where the governors down there, Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis, have now officially declared the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE to be foreign terrorist organizations. I mean, it's an amazing development.
You know, it's about time. I mean, gosh, you know, you've seen what happens in London and some of these European countries that are losing their identity. You know, it's and you don't see Christians, you know, you don't see Christians and even Jewish people right. settling in some of these Muslim countries. They won't allow it, but they'll come into our country and try to convert everybody to their way of life or else. And the problem is they say they want to destroy Western civilization. Yeah. And so it's just not compatible. And so I'm glad they finally did that.
Yeah, I am as well. Tell me what's involved when you talk about this NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. Obviously, we've got a lot of people who are active military. We're number one, I think, in terms of retired military. Is there going to be a benefit, an impact here in Virginia specifically?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're going to... We've requested a 3.8% pay raise for all service members, and we're improving their housing, their education, and access to child care. We're improving the quality of life, and these decisions are working. You know, for the last 4 years or so, the Marine Corps, the Army, everybody, recruitment was down. Mm-hmm. And in fact, military units that were pretty famous had to shut down because they didn't have people. And now all of the services have record recruitment, because they believe in this American exceptionalism, this peace through strength. And the commandant of the Marine Corps, he said, "John, we have a problem in the Marine Corps." And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "We have more new signups than we have room for them to be in the Marine Corps."
Wow.
And so, you know, we have an incredible country. We would not have a country without our men and women who are willing to sacrifice or even sacrifice their life for our freedom. And like, we would not have a country without the men and women that keep volunteering to protect us. I'm glad to see things going in the right direction and recruitment's up.
Talk a little bit about what has been termed affordability. I've looked at what President Trump has done in the almost first year now. It's almost a year in. It's crazy to think that. But the tariffs worked. They are working despite what people are saying. But people are still feeling some sense of, man, prices are too high. I think a lot of people probably forget that for 4 years under Biden, things skyrocketed and President Trump's kind of getting the blame for some of that. But what's your sense up there? How is this going to be handled?
You know, it takes a while to turn a big ship. You know, the Democrats under the Biden-Harris administration broke it over the last 4 years. And, you know, we're fixing it, but it takes a while. But I tell you, in just a year, less than a year, President Trump has added $700 into the average American's pot, $700 a year that you're not spending that you were spending under the Biden-Harris administration. Now, you know, our good friend Tim Anderson used to be a member of the House of Delegates. He was in Roanoke. He put a video on Facebook this week where the gas was $1.99.
Oh.
$1.99. So we're seeing, and this is in Virginia, not some other state, so we're seeing record gas prices. So certainly drill, baby, drill, and making those decisions. You've probably seen interest rates come down.
Yep.
And I've got a bill I'd like to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And we are probably going to introduce it this week. If it's not ready this week, maybe next week. But I got the idea because I ran into a constituent who is probably 70, 72 years old. He has 55 rental homes that value $250,000 to $500,000. And I told President Trump, I said, it's kind of hard to be a socialist if you own property. It used to be that home ownership under age 32 was 20% of home ownership. Now it's like 1%. Mm. So that's why when you see these young people liking socialism, well, they don't own anything because, you know, socialism and communism take property.
Right.
So what the bill roughly says is that if you are age 62 or older, and you sell your rental property to a first-time buyer, not BlackRock, not the Chinese, mm-hmm. not a corporation, but to an individual, a first-time buyer, you have a five-year moratorium on capital gains. So this guy would sell those 55 properties, not pay capital gains on the condition that he sells them to a first-time buyer. Now, a first-time buyer is like 98% under the age of 32. I spent 3 months this year, and everywhere I went, if I saw anyone, you know, 20 years old to 32 years old, I would ask them, do you own a home or do any of your friends own a home? And it was very rare that I found anyone who had a friend that owned a home in that age range.
Yep.
So we'd like to change that trend. So this is a bill that would help people later in life that are trying to downsize, but it would also help the future of our country by giving home or making it affordable and within reach for young people that are graduating a trade school or a college. And the good thing about this bill is obviously President Trump likes it, but Republicans in Congress like it and Democrats in Congress like it as well. So I think these types of decisions that we're making are going to go a long ways towards affordability.
Well, I love, boy, what a great idea. Congressman John McGuire joining us, and that is such a meaningful bill, John, that giving that opportunity to younger folks, you know, my boys are in their 20s, and I try and get a sense of what's going on in their world, and a lot of those, I'm going to call them kids, but a lot of those folks are saying, well, yeah, there's just never going to be a chance for me to own a home, and what a sad commentary that is, and your bill would address that.
Right. What's happening with our young people today is they're becoming lifelong renters.
Yep.
You know, if you bought a house, you know, you graduate college and you rent a place for 10 years and you decide to move and start a family, you have nothing. Yep. But if you can somehow scrape some dollars together, when you graduate college or trade school, you can't afford a $1 million home, right. But you might be able to scrape some dollars together to get a $250,000 fixer upper. And then all of a sudden that just lines up everything. You have to get a lawnmower, you have to get insurance, your credit score goes up. It sets you up for ownership. And like I said, if you move in 10 years, you haven't thrown it all away.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, I always appreciate you being here. I appreciate you being up there. You're doing the hard work, and I just urge you to stay strong and get ready. I hope for a very Merry Christmas for you and your team in the office, your family at home.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays to all of your listeners. I could use your prayers and your advice. All of us could. And by the way, just to give credit where credit is due, when I brought this idea to President Trump, I requested a 2-year moratorium on capital gains, and he said, no, let's make it a 5-year moratorium on capital gains. So should this bill pass later this year, it's a team effort, and it's an honor to be part of it.
I love it. That is Congressman John McGuire doing the hard work in D.C. on behalf of those of us who live here in the 5th District. It is 3:47, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. We've made it, such as it is. How far do we make it? Well, I don't know. What do you think happens tomorrow? 2-hour delay? I am thinking 2-hour delay. That's what I'm thinking. For most of the schools, Anybody going to be closed? Well, again, I'm not a betting man. If I were a betting man, however, I would bet we'll have some closed. Bet you, I don't know, Dinwiddie. I don't know why music is playing in the background. I don't know, 804. I will kick that up the chain of command. Germ, why is music playing in the background? I know, you forgot to push a button, or you pushed a button, you didn't mean to push a button. I don't know. Well, cut it out. Just cut it out over there. There you go. Hope everybody's happy now. And we get other stuff we'll deal with this afternoon. Craig Peterson will be along. It is a Tuesday, so you know what that means. We'll talk a little bit about interwebular stuff, staying safe online. Right about now, a lot of scams out there. Lots and lots of scams. And it's just easier than ever to scam people. That's the sad part, I suppose. Think of it this way. In the olden days, as an example, way back when, if you were going to rip somebody off with tickets, remember that? Ticket scalping. Well, you'd have to be standing out at the concert site, and then you would take some money and you would give them a ticket. Then we progress to the, I have something listed on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. Just come with a bunch of money and you can buy it. You know, I'll meet you. And then you meet them and you don't have any money left, and you certainly don't have the item either, right? Now, in terms of, say, ticket delivery, it's all virtual anyway. So if you've got something, say, on a Facebook Marketplace, or you've got something on Craigslist, you say, well, just Venmo me the money, Zelle me the money, and I'll transfer the ticket to you. And you do it because you want a ticket to whatever that game is or whatever that concert is, and guess what happens? You don't get your ticket. And that's where we find ourselves. And it's just that easy in this day and age to engage in those sorts of scams. It's gotten easier and easier and easier. And I have no idea whether anybody actually understands how difficult it is, or we just all get excited about, I want to go see that game. I was listening to a podcast earlier today. I think it was, it was Perfect Scam from AARP. It's actually a pretty good podcast. And every week they talk about, quote, the perfect scam. And it was a really smart woman who wanted tickets. She was a big Philadelphia fan. She wanted tickets for the Eagles. She wanted tickets for the Phillies. And I forget where she lived. She didn't live in Philadelphia anymore. But long story short, she went online. Yeah, found the tickets. And it was a great story. Person selling them said, I have season tickets for this and that, and I just can't make the game. So send me the money. I'll send you the tickets. They include a parking pass. It's lower level. It's this and that. And you know where it's going because it was featured on The Perfect Scam. So clearly she never got her tickets. She was a sucker, right? No, she just seemed like a really nice lady who had a friend and they were going to meet in their old hometown of Philadelphia and go see some games. Then they were talking about somebody who was a Mets fan. And the one detective from the New York City Police Department was talking about it. He said, the Mets break his heart every year. But he would still go to Citi Field if he could. So about $500 for tickets is kind of crazy, right? Well, if somebody has an extra $500, then I guess it's not really a big thing. But one more time, you got to be aware of this. And might I suggest to you go and visit my friends at the Better Business Bureau? Because they are all over the scams. Very few people are able to follow it in the way that the Better Business Bureau does. So if you go to BBB.org, BBB.org, they actually have a scam tracker there. They've got all sorts of stories, all sorts of examinations of that very issue. And it's just so easy to get ripped off. And it doesn't mean you're stupid. It doesn't mean you're a sucker. It doesn't mean any of those things. You just thought, well, it happens. And you listen to the stories that are told. That's the part where they get you. Again, if it was somebody who just seemed unbelievably shady, well, then you would not engage. But there's a whole huge secondary market for tickets. How do I know? Because Heidi can tell you all about the secondary market for tickets because she's like a music addict. She's going to live shows and concerts all the time. All the time. Sometimes she gets the tickets when they go on sale. Sometimes, you know, just buys the tickets. But oftentimes, a lot of the time, she loves... It's kind of interesting to see, actually. She kind of loves the challenge of being on that secondary ticket market, figuring out where they are, what the angle, you know, what this, I'm going to save this, look at this, I can get this deal. But then you don't necessarily know you're going. I'm completely the opposite. Now, I want a deal if I can get one, but there's really nothing that's going to be performed on a stage or in a stadium that I need to see at this point. Now, there's some things I want to see, but I am never going to find myself in that mindset of, oh, I've got to go. Heidi's got a different way of looking at things. And again, she's such a devoted music person and such a major consumer of music that is very, very important to her. If somebody said to me, hey, I got a pair of tickets to go and see such and such. You want to go? Yeah, maybe. Or maybe not. And Heidi will tell you which bands you like and which. Well, let me phrase that. She'll tell me because I don't keep track of the music that I like. I just don't. There are some people. I mean, if you say to me such and such an artist, yeah, I like them. But for the most part, I don't keep track of it. So I have a resource that is far better than anything online. I turn to my wife. Heidi, do I like this band? No, you don't. Okay, no, I don't. So take your ticket somewhere else. Heidi, do I like this band? You do, but you don't like them enough to go to someplace more than 30 minutes away. Well, okay, works for me. I got no problem with that. I really don't. Other events, maybe. Now, there are some things that I absolutely would go to see, obviously. Social Distortion, yes, I will be there for Social D. Dropkick Murphys, hate their politics, love their music. In fact, that's kind of the way for everything now. Hate their politics, love their music. I learned that with the Dixie Chicks years ago. Hate their politics, love their music. If I go to a concert and the performer begins to lecture me about political issues, I'm probably going to leave. I have a real set limit. That's the other thing, is that Heidi can let me know what's going on in that regard. Because she's got some artists she really loves, and I've learned to like enough that I would go see them. But she'll give me the heads up. She's like, you know, that guy's like a far left-wing guy. Okay, does he talk about it from the stage? Because if he doesn't really talk about it from the stage, I can probably deal with it. She said, oh, no, he's one of those talkers. So it's like, okay, well, never mind then. I'm not going to see him. Just beware. So again, go to BBB.org, and our friends over there at the Better Business Bureau have that scam tracker, and you can be aware. You'll know exactly what you should or should not do. You will be able to take a look at scams that are going on right now, and just, again, be aware of it. It is the season. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is absolutely, positively hysterical to read the latest bit of word salad from former Vice President Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris has declared herself to be, quote, an historic figure. Okay. She also said someday there will be a marble bust of her constructed in Congress. Wow. There will be a marble bust of me in Congress. I am a historic figure. Jeez. Thousands of people are coming to hear my voice. Thousands and thousands. Listen, ma'am, I don't know how to break it to you. I don't know how to break it to you. You're generally regarded as a buffoon and as an epic failure. And that's by your team. You don't even want to know what my team has to say about you. But, God. And just, well, a flop. A flop. You were the ultimate, the pent-ultimate DEI hire. You failed at that. And then you failed as a presidential candidate. Now you've written a book. What is it? 107 Days? And I'm pretty sure you've sold one copy for each of those days. Thousands of people are coming to see me. Yeah, but millions of people did not care what you had to say. Just thought I'd share that with you. Oh, and Moron Zamdani, the mayor-elect of New York, has appointed a convicted armed robber and a stone-cold racist and bigot to be part of his transition team. Now, you are, of course, talking to someone who, on a weekly basis, although I'm on my Christmas break right now, but on a weekly basis goes and teaches in a jail. Okay? I firmly believe, fervently believe, in second chances and sometimes second chances. Telling you that right now. So the fact that this guy was a convicted armed robber in his past does not say to me that he can never be part of some sort of this committee. However, his armed robbery conviction is in very recent history, and he is a stone-cold bigot and racist. Those ought to be reasons he's disqualified. But in New York City, heck, man, he himself could wind up being mayor at some point, right? Why not? Craig Peterson is going to be along at 4:35, staying safe online, and $22 million city surplus. How about we give it back to the taxpayers? Just a thought. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yes, we've still got plenty of snow out there. We're going to be down around, 15, 20 degrees overnight, so it's not going anywhere. I know we were slightly above freezing for a bit, 33, and just gazing out the official weather window here, I can see some of it has melted going outside, some areas that are wet. Here's the problem. It's all going to freeze tonight, so anything that looks wet right now is going to be slick, black ice this evening. I know some folks who think, well, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to run to the store, I didn't go the last day or two. I would wait till tomorrow. All kidding aside, I would just wait till tomorrow morning, because tomorrow we're supposed to be into the 40s, and most of it is actually going to melt away, and maybe with some sunshine, we'll be done with it. But every night this week, overnight, we are well below freezing. Again, a reminder, first thing in the morning, 6 a.m., make sure you're tuned into Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, so you know exactly what the conditions are. Coming up about an hour from now, Reva Trammell, old buddy of mine, city councilwoman, represents the 8th District, the south side of the city. There's a $22 million surplus that the city has, and they're trying to figure out what to do with it. I'm just trying to be helpful, you know, your friendly old Uncle Jeff. I got an idea. How about returning it to the taxpayers, since they're the ones who sent it to you in the first place? We'll see what Reva thinks about my plan at 5:35. I always learn something when I speak with Craig Peterson on Tuesdays. I always learn something as I read Craig Peterson's newsletters. Comes out once a week. I found out there's something called the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. I don't really know what it is, but Craig is here. He's going to explain it. Craig, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks. You know, I grew up in the Great White North, up in Canada.
Yeah.
And You've heard about Alberta Clippers, right? They come down the polar vortex, right? I lived in Alberta. I remember days when the high was 40 below zero.
Oh,
so like, I have to apologize for chuckling during the news report. be careful. It's going to hit 32.
Yeah, it is all relative, isn't it, my friend? It is all relative.
Oh, my.
Gosh, it is crazy. Yes. Now, let me ask you a question, though, before we move on to this other stuff. So, Albert, now, are you an Oilers fan, or what is your... I would say the Eskimos, but apparently the Edmonton Eskimos were renamed a couple of years ago to Elk.
Yeah. When I was up in Montreal here a few weeks ago, they were selling Montreal Expos shirts.
Yeah.
And they're still on the front page of the paper last week up there. It was what happened to the Expos. Now, they left Montreal, 22 years ago?
Yes.
Down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, Canadian teams. I don't follow them.
All right, but don't give up on the Expos. I still wear my Expos jersey, and I still think any day now Stade Olympique is going to be revamped, and it'll be great.
And the Olympics can no more have a deficit than Mayor Drapeau could have a baby.
So all
the newspapers showed him coming out of labor or going into labor and delivery. This man, did they blow the money on that one?
Oh, Jean Drapeau, Le Maire. Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you, Craig. You have brought back such wonderful memories. And. I love, someday, it's not today, but I wanted to have you back. We'll just talk about Schwartz's and what smoked meat is and how it's so much. It's what pastrami wants to be when it grows up. Anyway. All right. So you need to edumacate me here, my friend. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. It seems to be very important. What the heck is it?
Yeah, this is a very big deal, frankly. Because ransomware is a multi-billion dollar business and growing. And right now, we're talking billions of dollars, right? There are more than, $2.1 billion that were stolen that were reported to the network. Now, a lot of people aren't reporting it when it happens. And, there's reasons for it, but most of them have to do with embarrassment. They don't know what to do. So let's start with this. Mm-hmm. If you have been scammed, and believe me, right now, during this whole gift-giving season, people are getting scammed because they're spending money online. So if it happens, there's a website that the government has set up. It's called, another big name, it's called the Internet Crime Complaint Center, but it's IC3.gov, IC3.gov. So this will kind of walk you through reporting the crime. It's all tied in here to this Federal Crimes Enforcement Center, and you can file a complaint here. Now, I've got the bad news, which is basically if you have lost less than $100,000 in a financial crime, they're probably not going to pay much attention to you. But what they're interested is seeing patterns. Yeah, to you and to me, $100,000, well, I know you make that, a month? But for the rest of us, it's a lot. It's a lot of money, Jeff. And it's disappointing to hear that, and I understand that. But that just gives you an idea of the scope of the problem. If a $100,000 crime is treated like petty theft, just imagine what's really happening out there.
All right, so it is, to me, it's terrifying. And if $100,000 is just like, it's sort of a rounding error in other things, you move on with your life. But think about that, Craig. $100,000 for most people is absolutely devastating. That can be life-ending, right?
Yes, especially our retirees and others. I'm going to have this week, Christina's really been pushing me to do this, but... this week or early next week, I'm going to do a webinar specifically on phishing.
Okay.
What are they doing? How can you avoid it? What do you need to look for? Because there's so many people, so many small businesses that are getting completely ripped off. Businesses, one of the ways they're getting ripped off is the bad guys send fake invoices to your customers. Oh. So people will put on their business website who some of their customers are, and it's crazy. So instead of paying your invoice, they pay a fake invoice to another bank account, and the money moves out of the country. It's a huge thing. So the feds have a few things in place. This IC3thing.gov that I talked about, that's an FBI thing. This Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, it's really getting bigger. They're paying more attention. The Trump administration is really trying to cut this back. But we've got to have a lot more education, bottom line.
Absolutely. Craig Peterson is joining us. Now, Craig is kind enough to join us every Tuesday. CraigPeterson.com is his website, CraigPeterson.com. I would urge you to go over there, sign up for the newsletter, make sure you're part of some of these webinars that he's doing now on a pretty regular basis. When you talk about phishing, all right, it's with a PH, and I'm thinking, okay, I understand that. It is email. They're sending me an email. Click on this link. Something great is going to happen, and then all the lights turn out. Okay, but you've now got what? Squishing, you've got smishing, you've got all sorts of ishings that are out there, and none of them seem to be beneficial to me.
Yeah, you're right. Smishing is kind of a newer one, but it's been around a little while. Vishing is another one. It's been around a little while. So the phishing is the emails. It used to be kind of like what came out of Nigeria, right? The Nigerian Prince scam. And it really was actually out of Nigeria. And I helped to work to stop that. We wrote some software. But so that's phishing. People know that.
Okay.
Smishing is where they're sending you a text message or multiple text messages trying to get you to do something. One of the ones that I followed up on just last year was the bad guys had sent a text message pretending they were the boss and asking for me to go ahead and buy some Amazon cards. And then he was going to give them out at the Christmas party. And so what happened is I needed to take pictures of the front of the card and scratch off the back, you know, that little special number, and then send him the pictures just by a text. So they didn't approach me initially, but I played with them for a few days just to see how far they'd go. And they would go a long ways for this. So that is smishing. Vishing is kind of a newer one. And this is where they are sending voicemail, or nowadays it's faking voices of people in order to try and get you to do something. So it goes back to the old standby. Make sure you've followed up on any email you get. Call them on the phone. You know what their phone number is of your friend. I had an employee who got a message that her friend had been kidnapped and she needed to pay a ransom. And she was smart enough. She hung around long enough, I guess, that she called her friend. Her friend, no, it's not me. Nothing's going on. I hate to say it, but you got to do that. And you know what else I think is really great, Jeff, is that our senior population is actually better at catching these scam messages than the Generation Zs and most of the millennials. Unfortunately, that means they're not trusting as much as maybe we'd like to be. But we're doing a good job to an extent, but they're trying harder and harder.
Well, it's just fascinating to see. You know, one of the things that comes up on this is what you're talking about, the kidnapping thing. This is another big one, and obviously with AI and these voice, they're able to generate voices that sound like things. And I got one call, Craig. I've got to tell you this. We got one call. Hey, so-and-so has been kidnapped, and they had a voice. And they said, you know, here's what we would like you to do. And I said, I don't like them anyway. Good luck. And then it was, oh, my. I had the best time that day. Now, luckily, it was somebody who was okay. But, you know, I mean, you're really, even if you're a scammer, you're kind of rolling the dice. You get a jerk that says, yeah, I don't really like them. So forget about it.
Yeah, or me who plays with them for 3 days going back and forth. There's also some services, by the way, that you can forward a phishing phone call or a vishing phone call to the service, and it will, it's all automated, and it will talk to them for hours and hours just to keep them on the phone so they don't start calling some of these other people during their time. And it's often it's an older person. Let me get my glasses. I got to go get my purse and, you know, all kinds of delay tactics. And it's all just automated to play around with them.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Like a big giant cat and a really goofy mouse. Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, Craig, you're talking about this webinar you're going to do. For folks who would like to take advantage of that, they want to get signed up for the newsletter. Please remind everybody how we do all of this.
Absolutely. If you go to craigpeterson.com, that's my website, craigpeterson.com, and sign up there, I'll send you this week's newsletter and then the future ones. And then when we get this whole thing nailed down on phishing, because it's so important now, this time of year particularly, then I will send you an email, but you got to be signed up for the newsletter.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's everybody should head over to craigpeterson.com, get signed up for the newsletter. That way you'll be able to be part of this phishing webinar as well. Craig, as always, my friend, I really appreciate you being here. We all enjoy everything you offer on the air. We all love the newsletter, and you're a good man.
All right. Hey, thanks. Take care, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, sir. That is Craig Peterson, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Weather-wise, let me just give you the heads up on this. It's just cold. It's going to be cold. It's going to stay cold. And then after it's done being cold, it's going to be cold. However, tomorrow in the middle of the day is, by comparison to everything else, going to be pleasant. All right. Overnight lows tonight down around 20. So anything and everything you see right now that has melted, we were slightly above freezing during certain parts of the day. We're back below freezing now. Anything that did melt is going to refreeze. It's going to be some difficult driving this evening for sure. Tomorrow morning, kind of the same thing. Make sure you're here for Richmond's Morning News starting at 6 a.m. But tomorrow and Friday Eve, guess what? We'll be in the 40s. Tomorrow, we're going to be up around 47 degrees. The day after that, 43. Saturday, almost 50 degrees. Crazy. You want to hear some school closings? Yeah, you do, because we got them, and I'm going to share them with you. Let me take a look at what we've got right now. Amelia County is closed. Buckingham is closed. Cumberland County Schools closed. Dinwiddie Schools closed. What else we got here? Henrico County Public Schools, 2-hour delay. See, I did call that. I'll bet. And all right, not a betting man, but if I were, I'm willing to bet that Chesterfield, Hanover, et cetera, everybody's going to be on a 2-hour delay tomorrow. But right now, it's Henrico County, 2-hour delay. What else have we got here? Mecklenburg County Schools are closed. Northampton County Schools are closed. Prince Edward County Schools are closed. Prince George will be closed tomorrow. That makes sense. Reynolds Community College, nothing but virtual learning. All buildings remain closed. Richmond City delayed 2 hours. Sussex County delayed 2 hours. That's what I got for you right now. All right. So we are still waiting for Chesterfield and Hanover and Powhatan to jump into the mix. But at the moment, Richmond City and Henrico both on a 2-hour delay. The further south you get, the worse it gets. So down Dinwiddie way, they got about 7 inches of snow. They're closed. I'm going to imagine that the Tri-Cities are going to be weighing in here any time now. And I got to think they at the least are going to be 2 hours delayed. City of Richmond has a $22 million surplus. What should be done with it? The mayor's thinking up new and inventive ways on how to spend other people's money. Shouldn't it just go back to the taxpayers? City Councilwoman Reba Trammell joins us at 5:35. It is 4:57. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Five.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is definitely beginning to freeze up. Just FYI, all right? I had to venture out of the former plaque shack. I still don't have a good name for it. I thought I had something, but anyway. But I can tell you already, certainly secondary roads, neighborhood streets, you're in for some pretty slick surfaces. Main roads, I would imagine, are going to be as good as they're going to get. Let's see, Chesterfield Schools, according to someone texting me right now on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Chesterfield Schools and division offices opening on a two-hour delay. All right. Does that mean school is closed? I don't know. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. School. Okay. Yes. Schools and division offices opening on a 2 hour delay. Fair enough. Richmond City Schools are opening on a 2 hour delay, and the city of Richmond has a $22 million budget surplus, which would be great if, in fact, the city of Richmond itself were a living, breathing person who went out and got a second job during the year and made that money. But that's not how they make their money. They take their money, and they take it from taxpayers. So I don't quite understand how the mayor, Dr. Donnie Avuli, is running around saying, well, you know, we got some ways to, we're going to come up with new and inventive ways to spend the money. It's not your money. Just give it the hell back. That's what I think. Oh, there's some interesting news out of Texas. Did you see this? Jasmine Crockett, who's like 18 different types of bat crap crazy, she is now officially running for the Senate, or I guess maybe they're having a primary down there in Texas, the Democrats, Democrat Party primary, and her goal is to turn Texas blue. Here's the thing that happens as you get just 1 or 2 years on you. You remember when things were different? Texas has not always been deep red. Does anybody remember Ann Richards? She was the governor of Texas. She's the one who talked about George W. Bush as having a what was it, a silver toe in his mouth or a finger in his head or I don't know, whatever it was. But she was very much a Democrat. So it's not impossible. It's not out of the ordinary. And when you look at the cities of Dallas and Houston, you see consistently Democrat cities. When you look at Austin, Texas, you know, that's about as crazy left as it gets. So they're definitely major left-wing presences in Texas. But nobody seems to like Jasmine Crockett except Jasmine Crockett. And a lot of people have figured out she's a complete and total phony. She's got this whole manner of speaking, which is interesting, but it's not consistent with her private school education and her very privileged higher education. Let's take a listen to some of it. Cut number one. Yeah, I don't think they are, but you could certainly have a Democrat mount a realistic challenge, no doubt about that. And anybody who thinks that's not true, I'm sorry, you're ignoring the facts. And when you ignore the facts, you get yourself into a very dangerous area. And you take a look at how Democrats across the country are paying so-called community organizers, right? They're paying them money. It's hundreds of millions of dollars going into this stuff. Republicans? I don't know. We always seem to have something that we did 50 years ago and think it's just perfect for now. We were late to the game on social media. We still fall behind in that arena. We still seem to believe that everything should be volunteer. And I think that we're seeing occasions where we're actually paying the price in big ways in all of those areas. Take a listen to a little bit more of this Jasmine Crockett. Cut number two.
either. So I'm asking you to tune out those intrusive voices that say she can't win because she's black, because she's a woman, or because she's a Democrat. If you believe women should be in all spaces, then I ask you to stand with me. If you believe we should be...
So here's another part of the problem. She said, you know, I never put my name into any of those polls. Ma'am, people don't put their names into polls. Pollsters come up with names that they think are going to, well, be known. And sometimes those polls indicate that this person has great name recognition and this person does not. So you don't put your name into a poll. Number two, the only people saying you can't win because you're black or a woman are you and your supporters, because you are already trying to manage expectations. Nobody's saying that. Now, there might be people saying, oh, you can't win because you're a Democrat. What they're saying is you can't win because you're a far left wing wacko socialist progressive Democrat. However, that being said, I don't know if you're going to win. I have no idea. I don't live in Texas. Although the thought has crossed my mind throughout the years, but property taxes are crazy there. Did you know that? I know they don't have an income tax, which is great. But then you look at the property tax and you think, oh, well, that's where you make up for not having any income tax. Not that great. Hey, we got just enough time here. Final little clip of Crockett. Cut number three.
So I don't know. I just feel like he's trying to hurt people's feelings to
cut
piss them off. That's not the way to do it. But I just want to say that me it doesn't feel that much safer, since we're blowing up boats in the Caribbean and ICE agents have arrested nearly 75,000 people with no criminal records. It doesn't feel all that safe to me. Maybe these are the moves he thinks that are going to make America great again.
It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday. Stuff is starting to freeze up again, and that is the way it's going to be for a bit. All right? I just got to tell you that you've got... below freezing temperatures every evening. Well, we all do for the next couple of days, and we'll see which way it goes. All right, just going to tell you that. All right, couple of things that are coming up. I should say, first of all, happy birthday to Governor Glenn Youngkin. Today is his birthday. That much I know. How old is he? I have no idea. No, I mean, I really don't. I don't actually have any idea how old the governor is, but I do know that today is his birthday. So happy birthday, Governor Youngkin. I'm very happy with the work that the Youngkin team has done over the last 4 years. And I am, well, very, very, very concerned about what's coming our way over the next 4 years. It's going to be... strange. It really is. It's going to be an odd situation. And I do wonder whether the governor-elect is going to sort of push back on some of the even crazier left-wing stuff that the Louise Lucases and the Don Scotts of the world are trying to push, the Ghazala Hashmis of the world are trying to push. Because remember what the Spamberger gimmick is. Her gimmick has always been, oh, I'm a moderate, I'm bipartisan. Now, both of those things are crocks of crap, but she's been able to pitch them, and you know, she's had some good help from some of the legacy news media. But her real goal here is not to be governor of Virginia. Her real goal here is to be president. That's what this is really ultimately all about. And she is trying to position herself as the, quote, moderate Democrat. Do you think she's going to push back and veto a few things that come from the House and the Senate? It's quite possible. Oh, here's the other thing that's a big part of this. Louise Lucas, Don Scott, they're not Spamberger fans, nor were they Spamberger supporters from the beginning. Remember what it was
that Virginia's Black Caucus was pushing from the beginning. That was a LeVar Stoney for governor campaign. Spamberger ignored that. And you have to give her credit for sort of just staying focused on what she wanted and ignoring other folks. And so she is where she is. How does it all wind up? That's going to be the question. So I think we got really bad stuff coming from the General Assembly. Very, very bad stuff. Very bad stuff. The bulk of which is going to be signed into law by Spamberger. But some of it, I do wonder, is she or is she not going to, well, veto stuff for political purposes? I mean, it's all up for political purposes. We know that. I don't think there's any great desire to serve. I've never got that sense as I've listened to her. It has always been about advancing her own political career, her political agenda. So we'll see. We'll see. But I'm just putting everybody on notice that there may be some interesting stuff there. The one thing that I think everybody is concerned about, Second Amendment issues, firearms issues. I just got my renewal notice from VCDL in the mail the other day. I will certainly be renewing my membership because it's going to be a very difficult 4 years coming up with Spamberger and the crew when it comes to your Second Amendment rights. All the more reason. Go and visit my friend Tony and the crew at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End before, you know, January. It is 527. City Councilwoman Reva Trammell joins us next. News Radio WRVA. 536, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. And, yep, everything that sort of kind of melted just a tad earlier today as we hit in some places 33 degrees is now in the process of refreezing. I'm already seeing it where I am. It's going to be pretty slick and pretty treacherous, actually. And what else can I tell you? We've got some school closings. We've got school delays. 2 hours seems to be the norm. That includes the Richmond City schools. And while we're talking about the city of Richmond apparently has a $22 million budget surplus, which is really cool. Except the city of Richmond itself doesn't have a job. And so, well, you know, what happens? Well, what happens is that it takes money from taxpayers. And since it takes money from taxpayers and it has $22 million extra dollars, it would seem to me that you would just return the money to the taxpayers, right? That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know. City Councilwoman Reva Trammell is joining us. She represents the 8th District, the south side of the city. She's probably got an idea or two about what should be happening with this. Reva, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me on your show today. I really appreciate this.
Well, the pleasure is always mine. And let me be one of the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. A little bit early, but...
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yes, ma'am. We love you. All right. So the city's got $22 million as a surplus. Tell me what's going on with that and what's the process for either spending it or sending it back to the taxpayers?
Well, how did we find this $22 million? Because we were told we only had like $16 million. Then all of a sudden, after they voted my paper down with a couple of my colleagues, because we try to reduce the real estate tax by 4 cents, and the mayor stood up there and said we couldn't do it, and the CAO, Odie Donald, said we cannot do this. It'll be raining on us and this and that. Well, all of a sudden, they find $22 million. How did that happen?
Good question.
You know?
Yeah.
And we still haven't got the answer.
Wow.
And I believe it was more than that.
Oh, wait a minute.
I really do.
Wait a minute. So you think there actually was a surplus larger than $22 million?
It could be. We don't know. This is what they're telling us, that there is $22 million. But just a few, not even a month ago, we were told it was, we were $16 million. And if we did this, we would be hurting. You know, all kinds of stuff could happen. Just everything. So my colleagues voted against it again, and the taxpayers and the citizens. They were screaming, hollering, heck, Chesterfield can reduce theirs, Henrico can, but the city can't never do it. Right. And like they said, and I stood up there and I said, well, Mayor, it's 4 cents, you know, 4 cents. Mm-hmm. Then he said, what's 4 cents? I said, well, then let's do 6 cents. Let's do 10 cents. And then I said, my people are struggling. And he said, so am I. I said, well, Mayor, heck, can you be struggling? If you're struggling, can you imagine my people, how they're struggling? They don't make what you make.
That's right.
They don't make what we're making.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Look, the 8th District, you got a lot of people who, as you point out, are struggling. And a decrease in the property tax would be huge, would it not?
Yes, it would. And you know, my people said, you know, they want to come out, the mayor and the CAO wants to say, what's $180? $180 means a whole lot to a lot of people in my district.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Especially when, you know, they have medicine that they have to pay for because it's not covered. They have groceries have gone up, utilities have gone up, Dominion Power's going up, everything. And you can't reduce the real estate tax by 4 cents. Why not 6 cents or 10 cents?
Mm-hmm.
We have the money. You find the money for everything else that you want or that you need.
Right.
You need to start paying attention to these homeowners that have stayed in their homes for years and years and years, went through all the crime that we had, so many homicides back in the day, and they still didn't move. They stayed here. And now here they are. They're trapped in their homes. They have nowhere to go. Where are they going to go? And they're struggling to hold on to their houses. And you still won't reduce the real estate tax.
Are you hearing anything from the other members of council, Reva, that they agree with you or they would side with you in trying to get some help? I know they voted against your idea a while back, but it just seems to me, especially now, if they know there's $22 million in a surplus, it just seems to me they would want to do the right thing. I would hope they would.
Well, Sarah has from the 4th District, Sarah and Stephanie, they did. And then I think Sarah, you know, it said something or wrote a letter, and then, you know, she gets scolded by the mayor. That's not good. We're council members.
That's right.
We're elected officials. We answer to the people.
Yeah.
And the mayor's supposed to answer to the people, not the CAO. The CAO just got here, 100 days ago?
Yeah.
And people ask him, what's he done?
Let me ask you about the mayor. I remind everybody, Reva Trammell is joining us, member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 8th District, south side of the city. Is the mayor just sort of overstepping his bounds, stepping on the council?
I hope not. I hope he doesn't. And you don't sit there and you scold a council person, because that Sarah had every right to say what she wanted to say. We answer to the citizens.
Yeah. Well, and
he's supposed to answer to the citizen. And if you got $22 million, what are you going to, why can't you reduce the real estate tax like the citizens are asking for?
Right.
And where's the other council members? How come they're not opening their mouth? Oh, that's right. It's not election year. But you know what? They better wake up in 2028. They better wake up.
Well, this is the thing, Reva. You know, you and I both have a tremendous admiration, appreciation, love for former Governor Doug Wilder, right? He's our guy, right?
And,
and what is it that Doug Wilder said all along? You got to answer to the people. You got to talk to the people, find out what's going on with the people. It just seems to me that the mayor, he's got one person, I guess, the CAO and the city council and the rest of it. You guys, it seems to me his message is, hey, my way or the highway.
Well, Governor Wilder said, remember this, always put your people first and you can never go wrong.
Yeah.
And who is the mayor putting first?
Yep. Yep.
You know?
Well, that's...
But I talk to Governor Wilder all the time.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's been my mentor for years and years and years.
Yeah, well, he is at 94. He could still run rings around 94% of the people in public life, at least.
Got that right.
Yeah,
got that right.
He's a great guy. So what's next? Are you going to reintroduce a measure in the council to try and bring that property tax down? Or are you going to call on the mayor to just, what if he just sent out rebate checks?
We don't want no rebate check. We don't want no bonuses. give them something that can be year after year after year. And next year, when we get another surplus or whatever, reduces some more. If Chesterfield and Henrico can do it, why can't we? And, Jeff, like I have said over and over, I can remember back in 1998, I couldn't get a developer in my district. I begged and screamed and hollered for someone to please come over here and give us some housing, give us this and that. Nobody would pay attention to me. Now, here we are, 2025, I got 11 developers building in our 8th district. Wow. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of housing going up.
Yep.
A lot of apartments, townhouses, all of that. So where's all that money going?
That's the question, Reva, and you're right. I mean, you have been an advocate for that 8th district for certainly as long as I can remember. And there are a lot of us who have said throughout the years, nobody as loudly, as passionately, as consistently as you, but there have been people saying, hey, let's bring some development to this part of the city. Let's get some stuff done. And now it is happening. There's money coming in. There's all sorts of development, as you point out, lots of developers now in the 8th district. And still, the mayor says to the people who have lived there forever, who have, as you say, they're trying desperately to stay in their homes, for God's sakes, and the mayor just does not seem to care. It's shameful.
And other council members that represent some of the poorest of the neighborhoods, too, in their district. What are they saying? Why is it always, you know, whatever the mayor is sitting in that seat? I'm not doing it. I'm there for the people, to listen to the people. This Thursday night, I got probably over 170 citizens coming to our 8th district meeting this Thursday night to talk about code refresh, because Kevin Vonk's going to be there to talk to us about that, because people are wondering what is going to happen to our neighborhoods if that gets passed.
Well, that's a big issue. Hey, Reva, for folks who are listening, I don't know if there's a limit on how many people can go, if it's
they
still
can come
open.
6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Satellite Restaurant Lounge, 4000 Richmond Highway, 23234. And I will be there at 5 p.m. And if you want to ask me any questions, call my cell at 804-240-5050. That's my cell.
All right.
My home number is 804-233-7382.
You are the best, and I love you standing up as you always do for the community. And just like Doug Wilder said, listen to the people. You're never going to go wrong. You're a fighter. That's what we love about you. Reva, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Please let me know how the Thursday meeting goes, and let me know.
I sure will.
You know, I want to get you back on. We'll talk about it a little bit more, all right?
Okay, thank you, Jeff, and Merry Christmas to you and your family and to everyone.
All right. Thank you, Reva. Love you. That is Reva Trammell. Reva is a fighter. Reva is scrappy. Reva is consistent. I mean, you could just say all of those things if you want. But Reva's also standing up for her district. It always has. She is trying to figure out why the mayor is looking at $22 million and saying, nope. Not going to help the taxpayers. Nope. Not going to help people who are actually paying their property taxes, trying to stay in their homes. He's got another agenda. What is it? I don't really know. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.